New World Witchery is possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors. We'd like to take a moment to recognize our producer-level Patreon supporters. Diana Garino, Renee Otters,
Ye Old Magic Shop, Raven Darkmoon,
Little Wren, The Witch's View Podcast,
Moma Sarah, Jen Rue of Rue and Hyssop,
Athena Beth, Catherine,
Corvus, Shannon,
Jessica, Victoria,
Daniel, Jonathan at the Modern Southern Polytheist,
Montine, Akia Bronvansionak, and Hazel.
To show your support and keep the show going, please consider visiting patreon.com/newworldwitchery and pledging $1 a month or whatever you can. And as always, thanks to all of our listeners.
Hi there, I'm Corey.
And I'm Lane. If y'all are looking for a little American magic,
then put away your athames and wands and dig out your box of roots, stones, and bones.
This is New World Witchery.
In the show, we'll be addressing a few listener emails, looking back at our Witchy 2016, and seeing what's in the cauldron for 2017 ahead. Stay tuned! Hello, Lane.
Hello!
Happy 2017! Happy New Year.
Yes, I hope it's happy.
Well, that's a pall of gloom to be dragging over the first episode of the year. Thanks.
It will be happy.
There you go.
Is that convincing enough?
Yes, that's good. What we believe is what we manifest. So, I have no vested interest in either that statement or in not pulling a pall of gloom over the beginning of the year. So, I don't care. I do care. I care that you're here. I'm glad that you're here. Hi, Lane.
Hi. So, yeah, I've been moving, and it's been crazy here, but it's been good. We're all moved. We're done. We're in the new house, and it feels really good to kind of finally have that done and squared away.
Yeah, I know. It's a big undertaking.
It really was. And we've actually got a lot done, though, like a lot unpacked, more than I thought we would at this point. And so that's been really nice, too. But, yeah, there's, you know, more space and better area. And, yeah, it's just been good. So things have been pretty good here. How about you?
Mostly good. Started my semester, so that's good. And teaching 3 classes this semester, which is fun, but I have a little more, I've worked my schedule out a little bit better, so I'm actually able to do, like last semester I was teaching 3 classes, but I had to drive in every day of the week, so it was basically an hour and a half commute every day, which is great, mm-hmm. great for listening to podcasts, and I got through all the black tapes really, really quickly, but I did not so much get a chance to, you know, work on some things that I really wanted to work on, in addition to the fact I was working on, like, this really huge exam for my degree that I was having to do. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, and this is, you know, the curse of any New Year's resolution, I'm hoping that this means I will have more time to devote to a lot of these projects that I really love doing, like New World Witchery and like my other podcast and other things, you know, that are kind of have been waiting in the wings for a while. So,
right.
So that's exciting, I think. And that's, I think, sort of the theme of today's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we're excited about, what's coming down the pike, also kind of what has come down the pike over the past 12 months, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop using that, the 12-month thing. Well, we didn't think Corey was pretentious before, but then we heard him say 12-month, and now we just assume he wears a smoking jacket and smokes a bubble pipe all the time.
It's true. Do you say Fortnite as well?
Yes, of course. Who wouldn't? And I measure years in scores. Oh my goodness. Groovy. So what do you want to start with? You want to start with emails?
Yes, start with a few emails.
Start with a few emails. Do you want to say anything about the emails before we read them? Or do you want to just dive into them?
Well, we've gotten a few emails, and we, both good and bad, and we just kind of wanted to do a little mini email, not review, but what's the word I'm looking for? Just address a couple on air, and you know, Corey and I have sat on this one in particular for a few months, and it really kind of bothered both of us, and we just needed to talk about it. But there were also some really good ones that we were like, hey, this is a good opportunity to talk about good ones too. So what about you? What do you have to add to that?
Well, I was going to say is that, you know, we do try to do one kind of big open mailbag episode per year, which is usually around September or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we obviously get emails all the time. They're always coming in. And you know, as much as I can, I try to answer people. Obviously, like, sometimes people fall through the cracks, especially if I get really, really busy or you get really, really busy and we can't address things. But surprisingly, you know, I actually, you know, earmark every email that comes in, and I'll sort of shuffle it into a folder, and then, like, some days I'll just be like, okay, I need to go into that folder and dive in and respond. And so I do get to people, so if you haven't been responded to yet, you know, maybe give me a nudge so that I remember I need to respond to you. But I do try to get back to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the emails that we get are very interesting, and they present new options and new directions for us to think about things, because we've been doing this a while, but we are by no means experts on, you know, 98% of the topics we talk about. We're really just feeling it out along with our listeners, and we happen to have a semi-public platform for doing that, which
right.
is awesome, and I really, really enjoy doing that. But at the same time, it's this situation where I think sometimes there's an assumption that we maybe know more than we do. So I really appreciate it when people say, hey, you know, you talked about this thing, but did you ever consider this, or what about this? And they'll send us maybe some other information, some other resources. And so we've had some people who have done that. But weirdly, like, we get a lot of emails that'll be either like, hey, can you tell me what to do about this spell, which we've talked about before?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, you know, what are your thoughts on this folkloric thing? Which generally I like responding to those, but I also sometimes will be like, oh, that's going to require 7 paragraphs. I need a minute, and I got to put that aside for another day. But I love responding to those. And then we get ones that are all about like, oh, here's something about the content of your show, for better or worse. And so a lot of these kind of content for our show ones, we've been, you know, we stack them aside. But like you said, it was weird. Most of the time we get really, really thoughtful, respectful, articulate, interesting emails, and we're able to kind of deal with that, you know, on a very personable level. But every once in a while we get somebody who just kind of like comes at us with a pretty blunt instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know, it makes it really, really hard to deal with.
It's very rare. And I mean, what is going into 2017? Isn't that like the sixth year that we've been doing this now?
Seventh, I think, because we started in 2010, so.
Wow. So this is the first time we've ever really had to address this publicly, so I feel like that says something about, you know, our listeners, which is great.
Yeah.
But it can be a thing. I don't think it's easy, but I think it can be a thing to forget that we are human. We don't claim to be experts about many things. And like Corey said, we are learning with you guys, and we happen to present that on this type of forum. So, you know, not treating us like fallible human beings is just unacceptable in my eyes.
Right.
I just won't have it. And you know, it's I've followed a couple like internet personalities within my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. who have, you know, like one who had a blog, like a really popular blog for a long time, and, you know, would say something like, this is like my virtual living room. Like you're in my living room when you come into my blog. And I kind of feel like that about the podcast. Like, you know, if you're going to email us, then it's like you're knocking on the door and being like, hey, can we talk to you guys for a second? And us inviting you in and saying, okay, sit down. What do you want to talk about? And that's where the respect comes in my opinion. You know, we're not faceless. We do have faces that go along with the voices. And yeah, so that's much ado about this one email. But let's start with a good one that we got. We'll go on to a little bit of the crappy one and what was crappy about it, and then we'll end with a funny one because we really enjoyed getting that one.
Right, that's the extra kind of email we get, is where somebody just kind of is like they'll just say the most random hysterical thing because they're in it with us. They're kind of grooving. They're grooving on our vibe, as it were. So that's always a fun way. And you know, with that living room thing, generally we try to have a pot of coffee on, a pot of tea on, the doilies out. Like, you know, we have a dog by the fire for you to pet. Like, we generally do try to be welcoming. So I, you know, I don't want people to hear this and be like, oh, I can't email them. Please do email us. Like you were saying. This is the first time in 7 years this has been something where we're like, we've got to address this because this was bizarrely harsh, or not even bizarrely harsh, but bizarrely out of character for a listener email. So,
mm-hmm.
But at any rate, so let's, yeah, like you said, start with a positive one. This is from Athena Beth, who we've interacted with quite a bit. She's got a YouTube channel, so she's also putting herself out there, and she's really interesting. She does a lot of like book reviews, media reviews, things like that. And she sent us an email saying that she, so there's this witchy group that she's with, and back when we talked about creating your own kind of lunar calendar, right around the same time we mm-hmm. did that, she happened to be in this group, this online group, she got this enormous compendium of moon names. So everything from like, she says, I had to find something, that would resonate with me better than Beaver Moon, because she says Beaver Moon ain't doing it for me. It's like, that's great. Heart you, Athena Beth. That was awesome. You know, she basically sent this enormous file of just like lots and lots of different moon names from where you can find specific tribal affiliations for those moon names, specific regional affiliations, like super detailed. And, you know, that kind of email is something that we get more often than I think people would expect. And I love it. I love it when people are like, hey, here's something from my experience or my like side of things that like might add to your knowledge base or something that you can share, because 99% of the time it totally is. Like, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It makes the show better. So.
And that's the thing. We're like, I feel like we're so encouraging to be like, please email us if you have an opinion on this, or if you, mm-hmm. you know, if you know about this thing that we briefly talked about, or if you really celebrate this particular, you know, holiday in a way that we don't. How is it different? Like, what can we learn about it? That type of thing.
Yeah.
So I love emails like that.
Yeah, and we've gotten lots of them over the years. Like, there's a fella in Maryland who sent me pictures that he just kind of took from while he was driving along the road one day, of like parts of the crops that were being left at the outside edges of the crops. They're sort of this like remnant of an offering that people do during harvest seasons and things. And I'm like, that's awesome, you know, like that kind of stuff. People send us that stuff, and or their personal ghost stories, their personal experiences. I eat that stuff up.
I
love those emails. Yeah. So I just wanted to say, like, really, when we're talking about the emails we get, most of them are in that category, and thank you, because y'all rock. That's amazing.
It's true.
Yes. But then we get this one that kind of comes out of left field. Do you want to address this? Because I think you had a better grip on kind of what worked and what didn't work in this email for you.
Well, you know, they start out by saying, you know, there was a particular episode that they just didn't feel like we had explored everything we could, you know, that, which is totally valid criticism. And mm-hmm. if you want to send that in, please do, because you know what? We're selfish. And when you send that in, we go, oh, that's another episode that we can do, and then we can come at it from a different way, and then we have a whole nother episode for you guys, and we have a whole nother month of not worrying about what topic we're going to come up with.
Right.
So that is totally fine. We have absolutely no problem with a polite, considerate way of saying, you know what, I wasn't thrilled with this episode because of this, and I wish you guys would have come at it from this angle. You know, maybe I appreciated this angle, but this one could have been, you know, could have been done as well. And that we will say definitely good point. And sometimes it's things that we have no idea about, and that's why we don't touch them, because we're so not knowledgeable in them that we won't go into it.
Right. Which is largely the case in what this particular person was emailing about. It was just that they have expertise in a field that we don't have expertise in. So.
Well, and this was the other part that was kind of confusing, because they mention, I don't feel like we should be responsible for approaching every single aspect of, just for example, like saying wealth magic, you know, like every single way a certain person could do this. We may not know anything about this one particular way, so why would we talk about it?
Right, and that's not to say that we're not interested in learning about it. Like, sort of the ideas that this person presented are interesting ideas. I'm very interested to know about them, but they're just not in our wheelhouse, and it's also not kind of the wheelhouse of the show.
It just really threw me and Corey for a loop, because I'll be honest, it was very condescending, and I am not going to respond to condescension. Do not condescend to me. Like, I'll just put that out there. And again, I'm sorry I'm getting a little riled up, but this was just too much.
Right. And, you know, we've had people that have been able to say, like, hey, you were wrong about this thing or wrong about that thing. And those are experiences that we actually – I value those a lot, where I'm like, oh, you're right. I need to go back and look at that thing differently, or look at this piece of evidence in a different light, because what you're showing me shows me that I may have misunderstood it. And a lot of times then I'll try to correct that in another episode, or I'll try to, you know, be like, hey, I'm sorry, I maybe misrepresented this thing, or you know, what I'm presenting here is maybe just one small iota of a much bigger thing. So I appreciate being corrected when we're wrong. I also really appreciate if that correction is not done in such a way as to condescend to us, because neither of us are ignorant people. We both are fairly well educated, and we've both spent a lot of time doing certain things in our spiritual lives. But that doesn't mean that we've done everything, and you shouldn't expect that everyone's done everything. So I don't even know what to do with it. So.
I don't either, and we've probably spent enough time on it. I feel like we should just move on, and I feel like I've made a bit of an ass of myself, because it does just really upset me. But the main point is, we are people. Please remember that when emailing us, and 99% of you do. But you know, we just wanted to reiterate that. You know, and that's my story. That's all I'm saying.
And also, if you ever want to just email us to tell us that you think that the idea of Hot Pockets in Hell are awesome, you can do that, because we got emails that said that too. And so thank you, Catherine, for sending that one in.
Hot Pockets.
Hell Pockets. So we do get, I mean, realistically, we get huge amounts of awesome, great, useful email that contribute to the show, or that are fun exchanges. We wind up having these really elongated exchanges with some listeners, where we like develop these, you know, friendships for you know, it's friendships with people we've never met, basically, through these email exchanges, because it's just such a positive experience. But it's just weird that we, you know, we get this one and it sort of put us off, and we wanted to, you know, we just wanted to reiterate, you know, a little tact and decorum is always welcome here at New World Witchery.
Yes, which I could learn from as well.
Couldn't we all? I guess, you know, that's something we should take away too, is that we need to, you know, if we expect people to come into our so-called living room to be with us, I also need to make sure that, you know, we're responding to people in a more timely fashion. So I will try to take that away from this too. So
Yeah, I think that we could both probably do that as well. I know there's one address specifically to me that I really need to address.
Oh, yes.
In there
yes,
right now.
Yes.
But anyway, yes. So on with the show.
Indeed. And on with the show is a good transition. So basically tonight, every January, we seem to kind of come around to this idea of, like, what's new with us? What are we looking forward to? What are we planning for the year? And then, you know, this year I think is also maybe worth looking at kind of what we did this year, because it can be really mm-hmm. easy to forget kind of what ground we've covered, what worked, and what we liked, and what we might do again. So, do you want to start with the old, out with the old, or in with the new?
Let's start with out with the old.
Out with the old. All right, so let's just kind of looking back over our 2016. We started off last year. It was kind of the first full year of our Patreon sponsorship, which was great, which meant that we put out, I think we did a special episode of our favorite episodes. It was kind of the first thing we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of
cool.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was fun to kind of revisit that. Weirdly, like, I think if we did our favorite episodes again, I might actually include one or two from this past year, you know, in my favorites.
Yeah.
Because we had some really good ones.
Yeah, I do feel like we've kind of upped our game a little bit this year, just because of, not to get into it too much, but yeah, because of the Patreon and because of, you know, feeling that boost. It's nice.
It is. I mean, it's made us super productive. One of the, I have an ongoing Facebook, oh, we'll call it a Facebook knife fight. Why not? With Firelight over at Inciting a Riot, because his numbered episodes are slightly ahead of ours right now. but we were about to pass him, like, within the next couple months. I think we're going to actually pass him for numbered episodes. But so he tried to, like, poke at me and be all like, well, if you include the ones I did with Inciting a Brouhaha and all this, and it's like, hold up. We have a ton of special episodes. We have almost 150 episodes altogether if you include the ones that we don't number. So, but it's a good-natured rivalry, and it's a lot of fun. And this year, we've put out, something like 24 episodes in our main feed, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, if we include, like, the special episodes and the storytelling and stuff like that. So we've done, you know, essentially two a month.
Yeah,
And that's not counting the ones that are released on the Patreon only feed. We do a couple of those, you know, one every couple 2 to 3 months for those. So that's good. We did.
What about personal? What have you had going on? Like anything new? Anything that you tried in your personal practice?
Yeah, I've had. A kind of deepening relationship with a couple of different sort of spiritual spiritual figures, which has been good. And then I've been doing kind of longer working spells. So a lot of times when I do magic, it's basically like I need to make a mojo bag that I can carry around right now. But I've got one thing that I've been working on that's kind of a much longer term spell that involves a turtle shell. And like taking turtle shell out every month and doing something with it to manifest these longer term goals and things like that.
Cool.
So I've been doing that and that's been really, really good. And you did something this past year that really worked for you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the, subscription box. That was from Witchbox, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. God, if I'm wrong, then please somebody kick me. But so we had talked about how I had never really connected to any of the summer holidays or the harvest type of holidays. And so I did one for Midsummer and it was fantastic. And, you know, once we kind of get a feel for how our finances are, you know, like with the new mortgage and, what to expect with the electricity and the water and all that, you know, just once bills get settled, I really would like to subscribe to something like that. I feel like it really helped to have it just laid out for me. And it wasn't it wasn't something that I wouldn't normally do. Like the spell that they, you know, some of the rituals and the spells that they included, I was like, yeah, this really feels like me, but it wasn't something that I had to go out of my way to find. It was just sent to me, and I did it, and it connected, and boom, that was it. And I was just like, yeah, that's awesome. It was really nice.
Yeah, I just remember you having such a really positive experience with that. And that's cool. It's one of those things that it almost makes me want to go out and subscribe to that. So it's something I'm considering doing as a potential.
I definitely am for 2017. Like I said, it'll have to wait until bills have settled down, but it's something I would like for sure.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just such a neat idea. I love the whole idea of stuff showing up at your doorstep. I'm in love with the idea of packages and mail. So there's that too, but.
Me too. And I mean, I subscribe to a subscription box for makeup and stuff through Sephora. And I love getting samples and stuff every month and new things to try. And they kind of keep it on trend, you know, oh, this is what's happening right now. You know, this is a new summer look. And I just love that. I love that idea. And, you know, my husband for a while did a clothing one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have too.
He and I, think, did essentially the same one. I've suspended mine temporarily just because holidays and budgets and stuff, but I liked it. I love the clothes I got from it, so.
Yeah. It's just fun getting stuff in the mail, and when it makes your life easier, then all the better. So, yeah, that was my main thing, because I feel like with the move, we decided to move kind of in mid-June, I believe, maybe July, and it all snowballed really quickly, and I wasn't really able to, you know, had to, pack up a ton of stuff to be able to show the house, and that included pretty much any hobby or, you know, anything that wasn't kind of generic.
Right.
So, witchcraft stuff, definitely. Had to go in some boxes.
And this is the altar room. Yeah. we'd like to look at another house.
But I think that's it's a good thing. And I'll talk about why once we kind of get into looking forward.
Okay.
Well, but, yeah.
Yeah.
But it did kind of prohibit a lot of practice in the year.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of... You know, any kind of thing where your life is in upheaval and chaos, it can be very, very hard to do the stuff, basically. It makes me wonder, would there be a good market for micro altars that you could, so those little Altoids tins altars, things like that? Could you send those out as a little mini box and, have something where people could really just do their ritual in a very tiny, quick way, but still, you know, have it focused and have it all very self-contained, something they can slip in their pocket even, so that it's not taking up space. But who knows?
That'd be cool. That'd be something to play with for sure.
The idea is free. Please take it. Someone make it happen. That is not me. I cannot do it. So.
Well, we were given little kind of altars in a box. They were in Chinese to-go boxes a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, the yes. Yeah.
Yes, in New Orleans. But that was one of the things I packed up. You know, it was something I never really got a chance to use because I always had my larger altar out. But then when I actually kind of needed something like that, it was also packed. So.
Yeah. No, touche. Yes, I mean, yeah, really, when you're in that mode, it can just basically be all hands on deck, get everything packed and moved and get out the door.
Yes.
Fair enough. I know one thing that listeners responded really, really well to this past year. I did an episode on Appalachian plant lore. And then as part of the episode I did this audio sound guided it was almost a guided meditation, but it was kind of it was like a walk in the woods. So I like did this audio walk in the woods, and then like at the end of it, there was a folk tale that tied into the whole thing. And but like there were sound effects of like walking through the woods, over the leaves, and like seeing a snake and talking about like the magical folklore of snakes and stuff like that. So I had a lot of people tell me they really liked those, and I think I may try to do those again.
That would be cool.
In the coming years, what I'm hoping to do, and in saying it out loud, I know what's going to happen is it's never going to happen. So I'm just going to say I'm hoping to make more of those happen, in some sort of a pattern. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Awesome. Yeah, we have done, mm-hmm. Have done one kind of guided meditation thing where I kind of laid on the floor, you know, just got comfortable and everything. And then you had kind of sat off to the side, like on the couch, and just tried to guide me through something. But we have talked about this before. We both don't really respond well to really cerebral in your head type things because we're very questioning, like, oh, well, was that just in our heads? Was that something that, like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel as real to us.
Yeah.
So, it didn't really work as well as we had hoped, I don't think. But, I mean, it was definitely easy for me to visualize things. It just wasn't like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I got much out of it. But maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to, like, practice or something.
Well, I mean, I think some people really do well with guided meditations and some people don't. Mm-hmm. I think the reason that this audio one worked is because it wasn't me saying, like, you're in a forest. It wasn't like, now imagine that you're walking. Like, the whole idea of the imagining wasn't there. It was literally as though you were listening to somebody walking with you, like, through forest and, like, being like, oh, hey, hang on a second. There's a snake over on that log. You know, it was a very different kind of a thing. But no, I don't tend to do, way to admit that you don't listen to the ones that you're naughty and lame.
I was just thinking that, like, is that obvious? Maybe not.
Oh, no worries. But no.
I mean, I don't listen to the ones I'm in either. I'm here for them. And then you put them up and I'm like, okay, peace.
Oh, such a diva, man. Y'all should be glad I just showed up. That's what it is.
That's right.
At any rate, no. I mean, I tend not to respond as well to the guided meditations either. So the more visceral something can be, the better it is, which is, I think, maybe why this worked, is because it took that extra step towards viscerality. It gave you the ambient noises, birds in the background, and things like that. So anyway, all that is to say, I plan to do that again, so be watching for that. We covered a ton of stuff. One thing that I think was really cool that we kind of covered, we did a little bit of pop culture witchcraft stuff again this year, which we hadn't done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did the thing on Ilvermorny. I feel like we did, I feel like we did something about, like, our favorite, like, TV shows and magical things, like, magical, what is it, media again. Like, we revisited that a little bit, too, but maybe that was a different episode.
So, those can be fun.
Yeah, so I just feel like, you know, bringing that into it was a nice new touch, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also did some live episodes, and those were fun.
Yeah, that was different, and it made me extremely nervous the first time we did it, but those are fun, and just a little something new that we tried, and I, you know, feel like was successful.
Yeah. It is. It's great to be able to actually be with other people and talk to other people as we're doing this. So, I mean, that's kind of our, did you have any other, like, looking back type stuff? Any other things from your past year?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I feel like this year I've deepened some connections with a few folks that it's been really interesting to feel like, you know, people that I'm just kind of corresponding with, that share these sort of practices. So, like, there's somebody that I correspond with that is using my card reading technique, but has also started to develop a really, really interesting way of working with the cards as sort of, like, spirit vessels. so that each card sort of represents it.
Oh, that's right. You've told me about this. Yes.
And it's really neat. And I've actually started kind of working with that too. And so it's deepening my practice there. I've had
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And I have correspondences with other people that we'll talk about kind of what we're doing in terms of practice. And it always inspires me to do something better or to be the better version of the witch I want to be. So. So that has been going on this year, and it's been getting better and better. So, but that's been my year. So.
Well, good. Well, what about looking forward? What do you have coming up?
So we have, in terms of the show, we've got a lot of stuff kind of coming up. I think we're going to do our first ever money-centered episode.
Yeah, Corey and I were going through, we were like, okay, we need some show ideas, because, calling back to what I said earlier, we are selfish and we love to get as many new ideas as possible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we were looking on a spreadsheet that Corey has made, and
because that's who I am, y'all. Makes spreadsheets.
It's true. It's how we roll. And we realized we have never ever done a money centered show just on money and prosperity spells, and so that is definitely coming down the pipe. We were just like, how have we never done this?
Yeah, it was bizarre. I was like, well, why would we not address that? That's one of the main things people do magic for. We should probably get on that 7 years in.
Yeah.
So I think we're
and that's the thing that kills me, is a lot of my previous spells that I've done that I feel like I remember and were really, really effective were money spells. Or not necessarily just money, but, prosperity or... I kind of lump the job type spells in that as well, because that's mainly why you're getting a job.
Right.
So, it just completely confounded us. We were like, how on earth is this possible? So we're correcting that very soon.
Yes. So that's, in terms of the show, that's coming down the pike. We've got some interviews and stuff. I've got a guy that's going to be on talking about Hoodoo in Memphis that I did an interview with recently. I'm hoping to still get... There's a guy that I've been trying to get on the show to talk about the legal history of witchcraft in America, because I think that would be just a crazy interesting topic. I can talk about it, but if I talk about it, it's going to be this weird pontification thing that nobody's going to care about. It's a lot more interesting if I have somebody else that knows their stuff talking about it.
Just get out your smoking jacket.
Yeah, my bubble pipe, man. Ugh. So we've got, I think we've got some really good shows. There's a couple of other topics that I think will be good. So I'm not too worried about show topics going forward. One thing we did last year was this looking back segment, where we would kind of look back at a previous show and kind of use that as a jumping off point for our current show. And I think we'll be still sort of incorporating that as we go forward too.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the money show, because clearly we've never done that.
So, because there's no looking back.
No looking back, only forward. And then, magically for me, again, working on this kind of long-term spell to manifest some of the things I've been trying to get done. Honestly, I'm trying to figure out, being completely honest, I'm trying to kind of figure out where I am anymore as a magical practitioner, because there's a lot of, I don't want to say fighting, but there does seem to be a lot of aggravation over people using certain terms, and traditional witchcraft gets batted around a lot as this, it can be a very witchier than thou term, but it can also be a term that can become very generic when people use it. And so what I've been trying to do is look for specific texts or systems that I can work with a little more depth, and try to follow that. And again, kind of working with these magical, magical correspondences, but I don't mean use, hematite for cleansing. That's not what I mean. I mean these correspondences I've been having with other magical practitioners, I think, 2017 seems, I think, in a very general way, seems to be the year that we want connection more than divisiveness. Just saying, I think maybe after 2016 that might be on what people are hoping for. And so I'm really looking forward to forging these kind of like bonds with other people doing magic and just talking about what magic are we doing. So I super invite people to share what magic are you doing with us, with me, selfishly, because I really want to take inspiration from what other people are doing and see what works and kind of keep working through it that way.
Okay.
So, you know, and just kind of be as practical as possible about it. What about you?
Well, kind of going back to what I was saying, I feel like it kind of helped having everything put up for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was packing, I was able to actually like go through it all and say like, yes, this still works for me. This doesn't work anymore. Like, you know, in terms of books and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this I've had for way too long. I need to just throw it out. In terms of certain ingredients, first, you know, maybe some incense or something like that. You know, just trying to be generic mm-hmm. as possible. So it felt a little cleansing, which was nice. And I feel like I can approach not just like the new year, but also like setting up an altar in a new way, because my altar setup hasn't really changed in a very long time.
Mm.
And I feel like I just need to kind of shake things up a little bit. Like, I'm the type of person that once I find a meal that I like at a particular restaurant, I will always order that the next time and next time and next time I go back. It doesn't matter. If that's what I know what I like, I'm like, okay, there's no mm-hmm. point in trying anything new because that works for me. And what if it turns out that I don't like it? Well, then that meal is kind of ruined for me. And sorry, this is like kind of a crappy metaphor, but I feel like that a little bit with witchcraft. I'm like, well, you know, I know this works for me, so why branch out? Why try anything new? When if I look back at the practices that we have done, I will see that that's not the case, because some of the new things that we've tried that I was very kind of on the fence about at first mm-hmm. ended up working out really, really well. Like the treading of the mill that we did. Things like that. So my main goal right now is getting, I have kind of a hobby / craft room, like sewing, my knitting, like everything that is kind of just me is in there. And, I definitely want to set up an altar and, you know, get some books out. And, that's my main goal. And just reconnecting after the crazy year that was 2016.
Right.
And I feel like I said, that's going to be a little bit easier because the packing up process was kind of cleansing. So, for you,
it's been sort of like a purging process up to now, and now you can kind of rebuild from where you are.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. I like that. I like that sort of sense of not starting, because you're not starting from zero. This is not like you know, cut and clear and you're all done with everything that came before. But this is very much like a
pruning.
You know, yeah. Like, I like the idea of like, oh, that book doesn't work for me anymore, so away it goes. So
mm-hmm.
or that system doesn't work for me. I think I'm kind of going to be in a similar boat in the sense of like, you know, I need to say like, well, does this entire system work for me, or are there just pieces of it I like? If there are just pieces of it I like, then is it fair to cherry pick out of it? Or is that being unfair to the system? And if that's the case, can I find something that works that's not part of the system that does the same thing? So I think it's going to be something similar to that. But I think you may be a few steps ahead because of the sort of enforced nature of the detox that came with the moving.
Right. So. Exactly.
But good.
I will say, anything I was unsure about, though, I just went ahead and packed it. So I think it will be a little bit more of a pruning as I unbox things.
Yeah. Yeah, and in some ways it might be something where you wind up rediscovering something that you're like, oh, you know what? I really do want to kind of dig into that a little more.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be able to do that, to have the space to do that. Because before, it was kind of in my, the walk-in closet. So, I mean, I did have a little bit of space, but it was out of the way, which is what I wanted, but it was a little bit too out of the way, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this will be better.
Good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And then we've also got, hopefully we're going to be doing this Philadelphia trip sometime later in the year as well, right?
Yes.
That's exciting. There's an awesome exhibit at the Penn Museum, which is all about ancient magical artifacts, which is either amazing or will certainly result in some sort of a curse that only a feisty gang of witches can solve the mystery, you know. So we're going to be doing that. I think we had originally been looking at March, but that date, particularly with your recent move and with some of the other things going on, that's not going to work. And they extended the exhibit times. So I think we're looking more.
So it worked out.
Yeah, into kind of summer is when we'll be doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
We talked about either like May or July, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. So I'm early summer, early to mid-summer, I should say, is kind of what we're looking at. Yes. So, but that'll be fun. That'll be a neat trip to be looking forward to as well. And, you know, we're going to continue to push on through other New World Witchery topics in general. I'm hoping to be doing a lot more on the website. At least, you know, an article a month would be nice, considering I haven't really done articles on there except like one or two a year for the past 2 years, just because of all the writing I've had to do for other things. But
right.
But hopefully we'll have, you know, more stuff going on the website, more stuff going on the show, more stuff going on in our lives. So, anything else going on with you?
Nope. That's about it.
All right. That's about it for me, too. Probably a little bit of a short show tonight. That hopefully is okay with you, our dear listeners. We do encourage, despite the prolonged self-flagellation that came with that earlier email spate, we do super encourage people to write to us. We really, really want to hear from you. And, you know, I think you've heard several times throughout this episode of saying, like, oh, if you have ideas about this, write to us. If you have ideas about this, write to us. Please do. We really, really welcome that. We hope for, you know, kindness in your emails, but we always welcome intelligence and interesting ideas and interesting thoughts. So please send those our way, which you can do at compassandkey@gmail.com.
Yes. Or you can always leave a comment on the episode blog post, which is newworldwitchery.com.
Yep. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Links for those in the show notes. We also have a page on Pinterest that might be of note to you, where I sort of pin fun witchy bits and witchy ideas. So check that out.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
If they would like to support the show, our listeners can always go to patreon.com/newworldwitchery. For $1 a month, you can help us make the show better, get access to cool freebies, goodies, interesting things, you know, other rewards at other levels. Definitely worth checking out if you are interested and have the means available. If not, if financial support is not something you can give, we totally get that. We also really love when people share us with other people via social media, so that's awesome. Or if you leave us a review on iTunes, that is helpful as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. So next time, we'll be back in February. We should have a couple of shows coming up in February, and we will talk to you then. For now, though, thanks for listening.
Be well.